Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan, Maryville University. Their students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their finest and first steps in the transition from high school to college. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Lonnie Smith is their outstanding athletic director. Met Coach Thomas yesterday, the outstanding men's and women's golf coach out there. Their coaches, their sports, unbelievable at Maryville. All right, time now for Five for Frank, brought to you by our great friends at Maryville University.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Greenville University sponsoring Five for Frank. Frank, you are John Mozeliak. Sell Michael Wacha to an opposing GM. How do you sell him on as a pitcher?
Well, what I do is I have a really good editor at Channel 5 at the Cardinals, and I put together some of those really good starts he's had this year, and I edit about 2 minutes of his most breathtaking changeups, his fastballs, just a bunch of strikeouts, and let him know that, hey, look, not too long ago, in fact, this season, this guy at times was dominating. And it's not working out for us for one reason or another, but there's still some quality left in him, and that's how I'm going to try to sell him. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try it that way.
Frank, so you mentioned the Wimbledon final. 4 hours and 55 minutes, just shy of 5 hours. Is there any amount of physical activity you could do for 5 hours?
Wow. Well, I could play golf, and in fact, I have. With how delayed the thing is, you're waiting for foursomes right ahead of you and everything. But I don't think so. You know, after golf, I mean, I could walk. No. That's unbelievable. You know, did you see how fresh the two looked afterwards? I mean, it looked like they could go out to dinner. They didn't have to shower. They look so good. It's amazing.
You are Daniel Ponce de Leon. 1-0, ERA under 2. You're now in 64 innings, have an ERA just under 2.4, a whip below 1. Be honest, I'm sure you're thankful for the opportunity to be inserted into the Cardinals rotation, but you spent probably a lot of this year watching some of the results from some of the other guys. A little bit about you is thinking, it's about damn time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have a chip on my shoulder. And believe me, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass because I've been through a near-death experience. I've been through an organization that really didn't believe in me, that I was like a last resort. And even when I was good, they still wouldn't give me another chance. This is going to be a precious opportunity for me, and I'm not going to waste it. And I'm going to be so intense and so good, you know, my next start. When is that, by the way? Is that?
I think it's going to be Wednesday afternoon against the against the Pirates.
That'll be good. Let's see. That's a no. Wednesday's at 12:15. Yeah, Thursday's the Reds at 6. Okay.
You are Zion Williamson. You are no longer playing in the summer league, and now there are calls about what kind of shape you're in, whether or not you're overweight for basketball activities. How do you respond?
Well, I think Travis Ford alluded to that just a little bit the other day. And let's face it, that's the only thing that can keep him from stardom. Whether you think he's going to become the next Charles Barkley or not, that's one thing. But he's going to be a star if he keeps the weight off. And remember, when Barkley became the MVP, and when Barkley really took his game to the next level, it was about being light. Yeah, if I'm Zion, I do everything possible to be, you know, a possible fitness and be so conscious of my weight. I mean, if that guy gets a little heavier, that's when bad things happen. That's when you blow out knees. That's when you blow out ankles. He's got to be careful with that body.
Number five, Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Frank, you are the winner of the 2019 Open Championship. Who are you?
Well, I would love to say Tiger, but I think I'm going to go back to Brooks Koepka. It's a major. Those British Open courses are pretty wide open. This is what I train for. I don't play in many PGA events. This is all I do. It's just train for the majors. It's almost like a championship fighter. You know, they have like two fights a year. He plays like six or seven times a year, or maybe a little bit more than that, and he just wins. I don't know how he could vote against Koepka. Who's your pick? What do you think here is?
Koepka tied for second, by the way, in the odds with Dustin Johnson. The leader, kind of a surprising name, or the odds on favorite.
Justin Rose?
Rory McIlroy.
Oh, yeah, I can see
it's
that.
It's been a while for him. He's 8-1 odds.
Love me some John Rahm. I'll pick him.
John Rahm is third, 16-1 odds. Tiger fourth, by the way, 18-1.
What about Fleetwood? Tommy Fleetwood point?
Tommy Fleetwood, 25-1.
All right, that's my two. Rahm, Fleetwood. Love those two.
Boy, that's going to be great, too, isn't it? They'll start
Thursday.
Real early. Sometimes I like it, the fact that it's you can wake up and having your Cheerios and just watching, championship golf at that early of an hour. But then on Sundays, I really want it in the afternoon and early evening, don't you? I mean, I hate it when it's over by like 12 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah, I like my major to be normal time. Just me. I'm a purist. I like waking up on Sunday and watching the afternoon.
What about like Fox? Well, it's not Fox, it's called, but the fact that they've had some of these majors on the West Coast, and you're watching championship golf at like 7 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night. It's 6 o'clock there.
I'm fine, because if you're nestled in on your couch watching golf, you don't really have any plans to go anywhere. So I don't mind lasting 2 hours longer. Just as long as it doesn't affect, my sleeping habits, I'm good.
All right, so where would you rank this? We're done with Five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University.
Indeed.
We appreciate that great university being a part of this program. They're outstanding. Go to Mario's Pizza when you're there, too. Where would you rank the sports in your mind, like in terms of like interest level and love?
So we have to, college is mixed into this as well, correct?
Yes.
Ooh, that's I would probably do.
So I think the NHL almost has to be number one right now because of what the Blues. But I'm not as interested in the other teams.
What I go by favorite to watch in general, if it. Includes or doesn't include your favorite team. I would go college football, NHL, golf, college basketball. Mine's going to be so obscure. I can't stand the NFL and Major League Baseball to me as of now and just a home run or strikeout type thing. And so that kind of bored the heck out of me.
So you have golf as high as three. I appreciate that. That's good. All right. How about it?
Just of all the sports, I guess it will be – I still like baseball one.
Okay.
Even though the local team isn't all that thrilling to watch at the moment. Probably college football 2, NHL 3, and the NHL is rising in the rankings, probably due to the success of the Blues. And then NBA 4.
Yeah, man, it's tough. I just love golf just because it's so fun to watch on TV because you can watch every single great highlight. All your golfers there. It's easy to see. It's beautiful courses. Golf, to me, you just relax and enjoy it. A nice meal, maybe take a nap, for an hour or two, wake up, you kind of get the breakdown. I like golf as far as just sitting down, hanging out and watching. It's not something you go to a bar and, chug after every birdie or anything, but.
I think I would go NHL 1, NBA 2, Major League Baseball 3, and I'm telling you, I think I'd lean towards golf 4 ahead of college basketball.
To me, college football and the best, just because you get drama week in and week out. I think the ranking system as well in college is just fun. It's just an added bonus. And I think College Game Day is the best thing going on any television network, maybe outside of Barkley and the boys on TNT. But I just think that whole atmosphere going to a college campus, you wake up early Saturday morning and you get all that, to me, is just fun. The games are fun. Maybe it is washed down with a little bit of, Clemson, Alabama. You always have those teams coming in from the rear and making a name for themselves.
It's getting started today. The SEC Media Days.
Yes.
Barry Odom is going to be speaking at 12 o'clock Central Time.
I think around 12:05 is when he's scheduled to start talking to the national media, yes. Or I guess regional media if it's SEC.
Boy, it doesn't look like they're going to get this thing changed about losing the bowl game. I thought, you know, like initially when it came out, when they were going to appeal, that they had a great deal of confidence and Missouri is going to get this overturned. But it doesn't look that way now. And it's a shame because, as we've mentioned, Mizzou could be favored. Now, a lot could happen here, a lot could change, but Mizzou could be favored in 10 of the 11 games. Could you imagine if you go 10-1 with this quarterback, Kelly Bryant, and you wouldn't go to a bowl game? That would be a shame.
That's Mizzou. That would be the Mizzou thing, yeah, where you finally knock off Georgia, you win the SEC East, and it doesn't mean anything. That would be terrible. You still have a chance during the season. I'm not for sure exactly what the percentage of that happening to where they change the rule before the season starts or during the season, but I mean, it's not 100% done just yet, Frank, so have a little confidence there.
Yeah, you're right. There's still time. I'll tell you what. I know that Charlie and Andy don't want to give Barry Odom and their recruiting
much. They love Mizzou.
Oh, yeah, they're lovers. Yeah. But I tell you, Mizzou has really done a nice job in this area. The three-star they got last week was Jalen St. John from Trinity. He's a 300-pounder. And he had some good offers. Then they got Antonio Doyle from Lutheran North, who Illinois, I thought they were going to get, I believe. And he's a four-star linebacker. They have, I guess, seven guys from the area. He got a kid out of Knoxville, Tennessee also. So his early signing period, or these early commitments, I should say, has really been good. I mean, really been good so far. All right, what else here?
Someone predicting that Frankie Red Sauce, is that what they call Molinara? Frankie Red Sauce?
I have not heard that.
He has
like
him, a Scooter in U City, predicts him to win the British Open.
He seems to be there in all the majors. He seems to be in contention. He's just so precise. Not very long, but just so rock steady. Hockey Bob, I bet Frank could eat for 5 hours. He probably already has at some point in his celebratory existence, please. I could eat for 5 hours. That's something I could do. Sex for 4 hours?
Mm.
I'd be in favor of trying, but probably.
Man, I think cramps come into play at some point in time.
Yeah.
Low testosterone levels.
You'd have to stop and, oh, I can't. I have a cramp.
Honey, need some red sauce.
Yeah. Another pitcher. What's this, Brian?
I guess about Shelby Miller. Another pitcher loses out on millions. Enjoy baseball while it lasts. 2022 will be the year without the national pastime.
That's when the
Vaughn Castle. That's when the CBA expires.
Could you see a full year?
Yes,
I think so too. I think that I lean more towards that. There could be something huge to happen. So
there are major issues that need to be ironed out.
So a full year without baseball.
And what would
it's
be
like making a trade though next year when you get all your players?
Yeah, I could eat crab legs for 5 hours. Long duck blank. I like that. Crab legs, and that's one that would take a little bit of time, too.
Lobster tail.
Yeah. The lobster tail is so much easier. Just slice it right off. Those crab legs are just so much work, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they're worth it, but, boy, it's a lot of work.
I dated a girl that I took her to a seafood place, and then she liked the big blue crab or whatever. And it was the most annoying. Like, I had a great time, a great dinner.
The big blue?
It's the biggest crab they have. It was at a nice place, so, you know, they serve it in the bucket and everything. And just, you're like dodging shrapnel, you know, like here comes the claw this way, and you're breaking it. And, you know, to me, it's like, I'd just rather have a nice tail, just slide it right off, and I'm ready to eat. I do not want to.
That main lobster is a lot of work, too, yeah. I mean, it's great.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Didn't the city of Boston send the city of St. Louis a blue lobster? I think I saw it on one of our newscasts one day, which was it's kind of weird to see, but.
I think they're rare.
Yes, they did. Yeah, it's a rare blue lobster to honor Blue Stanley Cup win at the New England Aquarium.
Very nice.
How about that?
They probably tainted our water supply with that.
It's going to go into our aquarium? Roughly 1 in every 2 million lobsters, according to the University of Maine's Lobster Institute, is blue.
Wow. All right, let's take a short time out before we go to break. Quick word about Maryville University. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that terrific campus, town and country. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising, mentoring, campus networking, and career guidance, and all things Maryville. Go to maryville.edu for more information. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dick Zitzman to talk about the great Bob Gibson.